All right. It's always great when we get Ice Cube on the show. He's been on many times the last couple of years because, you know, he was part of the idea for this Big Three. And now the Big Three is so big, they're playing in the top arenas. In fact, on Thursday, they're going to be at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee where the world champs play. And then they're going to go to the Credit Union One Arena in Chicago on Saturday. Ice Cube, welcome back to the show, man. Is your head spinning from this league, how fast it's growing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a lot of work to do. So I don't pull my head up too much. You know, I just kind of keep grinding. But it's amazing to see that it's a lot of fans out there like me who wanted to see, you know, these guys still go at it. And it's cool to see. So I'm enjoying it for sure.
And I think that's the key, what you just said, go at it. Because when this was first proposed, a lot of people thought it would be an old-timers league or kind of, you know, let's all have fun. And no, these people are fighting, clawing, scratching. It's competitive. People getting thrown out of games. I mean, this is competitive.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people want to see. I don't think we'd be here this long if guys just kind of took it like an all-star game or a pickup game and there wasn't real stakes. You know, nobody wants to see that, you know, only, you know, maybe once, but not a whole league of that. So, you know, we've thought of everything we can in our powers to make guys play harder, giving the winners more money than the losers, having a revenue share at the end of the season. Where the, you know, you finish in first place, get first place money. You finish in eighth place, get eighth place money. So these are things that I think that helps the league keep the competitive juices flowing.
And you also think about when you guys got going a couple of years ago, you said, you know, let's start with 27 years old as the youngest, and then you thought, Let's throw that out the window. You guys went down to 22, right?
Yes. We realized that, you know, with this sport, we want to find the best athletes. And we also learned, you know, in these 4 years that just because you were great in the NBA doesn't mean you're going to be great in the Big Three. And vice versa, just because you didn't have a great NBA season, that don't mean you can't come in the Big Three and get loose. So once we realized that, it takes a special kind of athlete to play this game. And we want to find our own, you know, athletes and not just rely on the NBA guys who are not playing in the NBA. We want guys to, you know, think about being fireball three, Big Three players.
No doubt. A couple more questions for Ice Cube about the Big Three. And do you ever get down there just in a little pickup and, as you would say, mess around and get a triple-double?
No, I'm retired, man. You know, I used to play a lot in these leagues here and there. Then I started to see amateurs get professional injuries, you know, like, you know, when you see a guy who's a agent or a actor and he's walking around with a torn ACL or, you know, he done popped his Achilles heel, you start to realize, I don't want to be that guy. You know what I mean? I don't want to be walking around with a pro injury and I don't play for a living. So I just decided to retire.
No doubt. All right. So let's talk about the playoffs, the championship. This is all going to be at Atlantis Paradise Island in the Bahamas. That's a nice little carrot out there, huh?
Another incentive to get guys to play harder. You know, if guys don't want to play hard, their wives will make them play hard to get that paid vacation. So you know, we want to get the fans the best product, and this is part of it, you know, giving guys the incentives to make the playoffs and the championship, and you know, hopefully, you know, it'll make guys play a little harder.
Now, have you been approached, or can you even talk about, like, not just expansion in the U.S., but maybe a Big Three Europe, Big Three South America, Big Three Asia?
Yes. We've been talking to South America for sure, Asia and Europe, and just trying to, you know, hook up with the right people to make it work. You know, so we're still exploring that, but that is a dream. You know, another dream is what we call the Big Cup. It's like the World Cup, but for 3-on-3 hoops. So if we can get that going and get people to send their best 3-on-3 players, you know, to our tournament, play the Big Three rules, you know, that could be something cool too. That we do every so often. So, yeah, we're definitely thinking about how to expand the league and make it worldwide.
And do you think you had any part in the Olympics going 3-on-3? I mean, I almost feel like it was your idea.
I think we might have put it over the top. Mm-hmm. I think the idea was just floating there, and you know, I think they were looking for ways to become younger and more interesting. And so by us actually starting a pro league, I think it helped them to say, hey, this is not just a sport that's not thought about. This is something that people play all over the world. And we need to jump on board because, you know, Big Three in a lot of countries, I mean, not Big Three, but 3-on-3 mm-hmm. in a lot of countries is bigger than 5-on-5 because of space and, you know, just having the, you know, they don't have the unique gyms and the things that we built, mm-hmm. you know, been building since the 50s and 40s. So, you know, so it's growing. It's a good thing.
Last question for you on the entertainment side. Any projects, music, TV, movies you got coming down the pipe?
Working on this Mount Westmore project, me, Snoop, E-40, and Too Short. So we just finishing up some of the visuals, you know, some of the behind-the-scenes stuff we need to get done. So that's the music that's coming. And I got a movie coming out. I actually don't know the date. They still keep, you know, pushing it back because it's full of special effects. But we redid War of the Worlds, so that's going to be cool. But right now it's all about the Big Three, you know, getting through the season. You know, hopefully we have a great championship and get more fans to tune in and be a part of the league.
No doubt. And as I mentioned, if you're in Milwaukee Thursday and if you're in the Windy City on Saturday, and we've been speaking with Ice Cube, co-founder of the Big Three, go to big3.com, big3.com. Cube, thanks for coming on, man. Really appreciate it and continued success there.
Thanks for having us.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back.